day. I'm glad to see you stopped in here at Pennywise. This is a Lee Enterprises podcast. I'm Nick Cardona. Let's face it, credit scores are important, especially when you're a full-grown adult in America. No getting away from it. Naturally, you're going to want your score to be the best it can be, and a lot of that comes down to keeping your credit score and your identity safe. Chip Lupo is a credit card writer for WalletHub, and he's here with us today with a nice little lesson on freezing your credit, especially when you're in a time of need. This is kind of like an oldie but a goodie thing that people should remember. I think we live in the day and age where enough people are financially aware to be like, hey, if you know, you should maybe think about freezing your credit if you know a variety of things happens to you. But it's just a good reminder here. You have credit. It's an important thing to have. It's just a way of how we go about our lives. Let's say that the worst happens and someone steals your identity, steals a credit card, the slippery slope of the things that can happen thereafter. But the first step in plan of action is you should put a credit freeze in place. But what is a credit freeze if someone doesn't know?
For starters, Nat, and this is the right time to be thinking about that. You're likely using your credit a lot more than you would during a normal year. And people get a little drop their guard a little bit, unwittingly giving out sensitive information, but you're not as vigilant as you are during the rest of the year. This is a time of year to implement a credit freeze, which is basically a step that you take to limit access to your credit reports. And you do those through the three major credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And what that does is that if you have a freeze on your credit, they won't release your report to lenders that want to check your credit as part of an application review. A lot of the solicitations that you get for credit cards and loans come from lenders doing what's known as a soft check, soft inquiry of your credit, where they just see if you meet the minimum requirements. They won't get that information. And then more importantly, the credit freeze, it does protect your personal information from potential fraudsters who are trying to open new credit accounts in your name. So if they try to access your credit report, they won't be able to do it.
It's kind of a scary thing when that happens, because if they do have your personal information, it is kind of like they can go rampant and just try to open 10 cards.
Yes, or take out car loans or even mortgages. It can get really scary if they access the title to your home, which is a whole nother topic there. But the downside is that if your account's frozen, lenders may deny applications for new credit accounts, such as credit cards and loans. So if you implement a credit freeze, you have to remember to unfreeze it before you apply for credit. Because if you apply for credit and you're denied, that's going to ding your credit report a few points. It costs nothing to contact your credit union to be able to implement a freeze on your credit.
Yeah, that's the next thing I was going to mention is, if someone's like, okay, I need to put a freeze in here. When you contact those three major credit bureaus, it's the classics. It's the online, by phone, by mail. And I know they all each have handy apps that you can have right on your phone. It's like a really easy account setup and like a click to freeze on, freeze off.
Yeah, and online, obviously, the easiest one to do. But if you go online, you will have to create an account, particularly if you want to utilize the app. And of course, each method is going to require you to have your personal information to verify your identity, which is the basics: name, address, social security number, birth date, and phone number. Now, once the credit bureaus process your request, it may take about 3 business days to take effect, depending on which method you use. Usually, if you do it by phone or online, it's pretty much instant. Obviously, if you're going to send a mail-in request, is going to take a little longer. And it does, as I mentioned just briefly, it will last indefinitely until you make a change to it. So as long as unless you request otherwise, that freeze is going to stay in place.
The things you just mentioned, it's important if you need to apply for a new line of credit, got to unfreeze those. Again, it's easy if you do have that app to just, it's like a button. It's so easy. I just did it this weekend. That's why I'm feeling so fresh on this topic, I suppose. Yeah. I was the person who was like, wait, why did I get denied for this? Oh, it literally says because I have a freeze on my account. Because during the holidays, a few years ago, someone stole my identity. I think it was 2 days before Christmas. It was a really, really interesting time. So I'm a big proponent on being on top of all of these things. Are there any other instances where it would be a good idea to freeze your credit outside of possible identity theft or just being like extra cautious when you're doing these extra purchases online during a holiday season, for example? Anything outside of that?
Well, those are the two big ones, particularly for your security and to limit access to creditors. What's important to note here, Nat, is that it limits access to your point. It's not a complete block of your credit because, well, you can always go in. You can check your credit report, whether you have, you know, through your credit bureaus or through Wallet Hub. We do provide free credit reports and credit score updates, regardless of whether it's frozen. So if you wanted to check your credit, again, you can just open up that app. Frozen or not, you have access to it. Now, your existing creditors, credit cards and loans, they may be able to access your credit report for account maintenance, whether to adjust your interest rate or to maybe offer you a higher credit. So your current creditors will have limited access. Credit bureaus, they might allow access for inquiries not related to credit applications. For example, companies may do a credit check if you're going to apply for a job, if you want to lease an apartment or phone or utilities. So they may allow access for those requests that have nothing to do with credit. Unfortunately, government agencies may be able to access your credit report if it's in relation to a warrant or a court order. So if they need to get your current address and contact information, the credit bureaus would be required to provide them with that information. So credit freeze, basically ineffective there.
Okay. Thank you for mentioning some of those possible drawbacks or just consequences of what can happen there. One of the last things that I want to touch on is there any like negative when if you have a credit freeze in place on the positive things that you're doing for your credit? So like all of your on-time payments and whatever have you, is that still going to be continuing to boost your credit score or is that going to be kind of null and void because of a credit freeze?
Yeah, definitely freeze your credit if you have no plans on applying for credit anytime soon. If you're good with your current accounts and you don't foresee applying for a mortgage or a car loan, that's a good idea. And of course, if you are a victim, as you mentioned, you should immediately do so. Get that out of the way. And again, as we mentioned, it doesn't cost anything to freeze these credit report. And some of the drawbacks is that you can't apply for a new credit account with the freeze on your credit report because you have to allow enough time for the freeze to be lifted so the lender will be able to pull your credit report. Otherwise, again, as we mentioned earlier, it would prevent your application from being processed properly. So if you know that you're going to apply for a loan or a credit card, give yourself enough time to allow that freeze to be lifted. You see, you know, most times it's instantly, but it depends on the credit bureau. It doesn't protect your existing credit accounts. If you have credit cards or loans, those are not protected from the threat of fraud. So you still have to be vigilant, monitor your credit card and your bank statements for any signs of suspicious activity.
Okay, that was a really important mention. You believe it or not, you can't be everywhere at once on all of your cards. Crazy things can happen.
Yeah, let's talk just a brief second about unfreezing your credit report. Yeah. You mentioned that you have to allow yourself enough time, but you can unfreeze the same way that you froze one, whether it's online, phone, or by mail. And again, as we mentioned before, once you implement that freeze, it's permanent. But you can, depending on the credit bureau, I think all of them allow you to do this. You could set a time frame, like you say, well, I just want it frozen from January 1st to March 30th, which is a good thing to do if you plan on applying for credit later for that spring. You can just keep it frozen for that time period.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's a calendar usually. You can pick like a couple days even of a time frame.
Now, what's interesting, though, is that, as we mentioned, it doesn't take that long to unfreeze it. But by law, credit bureaus have up to an hour to lift a credit freeze.
Okay. Well, I had no idea. And I don't think a lot of people know this stuff, but it's good to have in your back pocket for sure. Again, you just like never know.
Like we mentioned before, with your current accounts, you stay on top of your credit reports. If you see anything suspicious, freeze first, ask questions later. It doesn't take that long. Once someone accesses your account, you could be out a lot of money very quickly.
Hey, I mean, I could speak to it. Jump into action immediately.
I think we're all set, Nat. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you.